Hello and welcome to SourceCast, episode number 14. I'm Joey Lombardi. This week we are going to continue some of the themes of last week's podcast, specifically with Oracle and IBM. IBM picked up another company this week, a marketing firm, and we're going to discuss why that's significant. Oracle continues their trolling ways, and we're going to discuss a major lawsuit that they're in the middle of with Google right now, and how they are committing some unsavory business practices. So there's no point to delay. Let's kick off the show. I'm going to start things off with Oracle this week. So, good news first, Oracle is finally killing off the Java browser plugin. And if you have a Windows machine and you've ever gotten a virus, that Java plugin was probably the cause. Web developers have been shifting away from using Java as a platform, preferring HTML5. Google has actually been one of the leading champions of HTML5, and that's very important to know because Google and Oracle are currently in the middle of a lawsuit. This lawsuit has been going on for years. Oracle is effectively saying because Google used some of Oracle's Java coding as the core basis of the Android operating system, Oracle should get a cut. This lawsuit has been going on for years. Google's been pushing back. Google has been providing information. Some of that information is how much money Google has actually made on Android, which they've never disclosed publicly. Due to the nature of the lawsuit, they had to provide that information to Oracle, and Oracle decided to release that information to the public. They were court-ordered confidential documents. Oracle attorney Ann Hurst essentially said that Google should blame themselves for the confidential information leak. How very nice of her. Shifting over to IBM. So IBM picked up another company this week, and it's a digital marketing company, Resource Amirati, to address surging client demand for, quote-unquote, the next great customer experience. So what exactly is IBM going to do with the marketing firm? I've come to find out that IBM actually has a marketing department within the company already, with 10,000 employees. They call it IX, and they have over 1,000 creative design professionals and branding experts working within the division already. The interesting news with Resource when they picked them up, over 75% of Resource Amirati's customers were using IBM products already. So it's starting to make sense. There's also rumbling that IBM's picking up another marketing firm this week, which we'll confirm in the blog. So let's step back and let's take a look at all of the acquisitions that IBM has made over the last few weeks, or the themes of the acquisitions. You have video, you have marketing, you have big data, you have analytics. Those are heavily invested areas. Now we know that IBM wants to invest in cloud and analytics and security. Those are three areas that they've consistently stated that they're investing in. They want to flesh out Watson. They see that as the future. But this video and marketing piece, that's new. They really haven't been talking about that. And what I think it is, you're seeing a company that's really trying to offer a full service. When you factor in the marketing and the video pieces, I'm starting to see a trend where IBM is trying to compete on a holistic level. You start to do business with them. You develop a product with them. You're going to have a marketing engine behind it. You're going to have a way to attract customers. You're going to get people using it. It could be a great idea. I don't know if it'll work, but if they have a video engine, if they have a marketing engine and a platform behind it, it could definitely be a revolutionary way to do business. Speaking of doing business, Ginny got a bonus. That's right. IBM CEO Ginny Rometty received a $4.5 million bonus for 2015. Her total earnings for the year won't be clear until IBM discloses the value of certain equity grants. But this bonus is $900,000 more than last year's $3.6 million bonus that she earned. Ginny's base pay remains unchanged for 2016 at $1.6 million. It also seems that IBM is looking to reduce their labor force. There are rumors swirling that IBM's Global Technology Services division will take a pretty substantial head reduction. The Global Services division currently employs 190,000 people worldwide, and there are some rumors that up to 20% of the GTS workforce is at risk. In addition to this layoff news, there are more rumors on the street that IBM is actually looking to reduce severance pay that they provide employees, in some instances going from 6 months to 1 month. Again, that is only rumors, and I'll report if that information has been substantiated by a reputable news source. And to close out IBM, we all know that IBM purchased the weather company, and now that that deal has been finalized and closed, IBM announced that David Kenny will be the new head of the Watson platform. Shifting over to EMC, but unfortunately with a common parallel to IBM, it looks like the VMware space is looking to reduce jobs as well, anywhere from 800 to 900 heads. The layoffs were announced last Tuesday as VMware released its fourth quarter earnings. While VMware operates as a separate independent company from EMC, the stock has dropped more than 40% since the Dell takeover was announced late last year. While this news is making the rounds, EMC CEO Joe Tucci has been slamming reports that Dell cannot raise enough cash for the takeover event. In a direct quote from Tucci, "We have a binding, solid merger agreement in place. We are highly confident of the contractual terms that we have in place and that we will meet those contractual terms. There are significant penalties in place both ways if this does not happen. The banks are fully committed. And again, what does that mean? It means that the banks have told us they can raise the money." That is a direct quote from Joe Tucci. And to close out our supplier news for the week, we're going to talk about Xerox. Xerox is not a company that we normally talk about on this podcast or blog, but it looks like they are undertaking very similar maneuvers to Hewlett-Packard, and they are splitting. A large part of the spinoff will incorporate Affiliated Computer Services, an outsourcing company that Xerox bought for $6.4 billion in 2010. The remaining company will be focused on office supply products like copiers, scanners, and fax machines. It's hard not to see a parallel between Xerox and HP, and specifically around the pieces that are focused on, I don't want to use the word antiquated technology, in an increasingly digital world, do printers really have a place, or do they have the place that they once did, and should they be spun off into their own company? HP Inc. stock is holding, and I suppose that's positive news for the short term, but HP is definitely the canary in the coal mine. And shifting over to some news that you can use, here is some career advice from Red Hat's Senior Vice President and General Manager, Werner Noblich. He said that he has three pieces of advice that have been great for him in his career. Number one, always strive to make sure that your ego doesn't get in the way of making the right decision. Number two, take the time to make sure that you have the right people in the right roles and don't be afraid to move people around. Number three, never take shortcuts when hiring. It could take time to find the right person, but it's worth the wait. Good advice from Werner. And with that, we're going to end it. Thank you so much for listening this week. Be on the lookout for episode number 15. Take care.